this is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So I went over by the show, and I spent some time with the gentleman. Now, the gentleman is a funny thing to call the louts and lads and lords of this new crazy movie from that Guy Ritchie. Oh, I gotta say, though, it's Guy Ritchie's best movie since his first couple of ones. Remember Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch? Oh, those were great. High-energy English tough guy gangster movies. They were funny and they were confusing. You almost couldn't understand a word they were saying, but it didn't matter because they said it in that English way, right? And as a bonus, they introduced us to Jason Statham, and for that, we are eternally indebted. But not only is this new one, a gentleman, the best Ritchie movie in years, it's the best that Hugh Grant has ever been in his life. Now, I don't know about you, but I was never a fan of all of those romantic comedies he used to do. Oh, geez, with his hemming and his hawing and whatnot. But here, in this movie, he's a new man. He's been reinvented as a character actor. He's sort of a cockney cross between a young Michael Caine and Ricky Gervais, if you can imagine that. And the way he spits out the patented Ritchie English wise guy talk is nothing short of brilliant and hilarious. And this, he's a private investigator, tabloid reporting, blackmailing sleazebag. But being a Guy Ritchie movie, he ain't alone in this. There's Colin Farrell, who is great too, as a plaid-wearing boxing coach with a crew of young pugilist fight-born filmmakers, and it's one of his best roles too. In fact, Grant and Farrell are so good in this. They're so good. I want to see spinoff movies with their characters. I really do. And if that wasn't enough, there's Matthew McConaughey as a major world supplier of a superior cannabis product. And let me tell you, is this typecasting? McConaughey and weed? That's pretty legit if you ask me. Well, he wants to retire from this business, and the movie basically has everybody gunning for him. That's basically it. There's a smarmy billionaire businessman, there's a rogue Chinese gangster, and there's other short-sighted interested partners. And Charlie Hunnam, as McConaughey's gentleman enforcer, has to keep the wolves at bay. There are tons of threats, there are transgressions and twists and turns and action, too. It's very entertaining, and yes, it is a throwback to Ritchie's earlier stuff, but I would rather call it a return. Turned the form, and I had a great time watching a gentleman, and I just had a great time telling you about it, and I'm just a regular guy, and you want to hear some of my other reviews, you can get those at 93XRT.com, and this has been Going to the Show on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.